Absolutely.
You know him, right? Now, you know that if you come out here and stand out here, wins costume like that.
No, yeah. Well, listen. Okay.
These guys had 108.
No. Excuse me, sir. I am I'm ordained.
108 of their friends were killed.
No, you just insulted me, sir. I am an ordained Buddhist monk. This is not a costume.
That's M.J. Berry of the Osceola Sheriff's Department arguing with demonstrators in front of Splendid China. After he questioned Paul Corden for handing out flyers in the median, he then gave him a citation for having a suspended driver's license. Neither the deputy nor his backup would comment on who called the sheriff's office or why they threatened the demonstrators with arrest for trespassing and disturbing the peace, according to American Buddhist monk Zhang Chu.
So they came out to enforce the law, saying that we were causing a nuisance and being a problem and trespassing on park property, which we were not. We were standing on the right-of-way. They told us that we must disperse, that we're not allowed to gather.
Chu says that when the press arrived, the sheriff's department changed their tune and allowed them to continue. The group called Citizens Against Communist Chinese Propaganda staged their 14th demonstration at the park. They say the park misrepresents the people of Tibet, Inner Mongolia, and Eastern Turkestan by saying they are Chinese. Two former political dissidents from Eastern Turkestan were at the demonstration. Cedric Rosie is a writer and historian who fled China because of his controversial writings. He is still waiting for asylum in the U.S.
We want the people of the United States to know that we are seeking independence and we are also seeking to become democratic, and we want people to know of our history and our culture and to let them know of the terrible situation that we face today. Recently, when I left the People's Republic, 8 of my friends were killed, 20,000 people were detained, and approximately 108 in total were killed.
Rosie spent 10 years in prison for placing political posters on walls and organizing college students. Rosie says the Splendid China theme park does not represent his people and plans to continue speaking against it. Splendid China administration said the public relations department was closed and would not comment. The demonstration continued throughout the day, though police ordered protesters not to interact with the traffic or hand out flyers. Three police cars and park security watched closely from across the street as activists held the flags of Tibet and East Turkestan and waved signs at traffic. For WMNF, I'm Bill George in Kissimmee, Florida.